Hello and welcome to Guided Truths 365, where I bring you news, updates and coaching tips. Today we have reached 173. So here in New Zealand, it is a Valentine's Day. So happy Valentine's to all of those listening in New Zealand and around the world. Whenever your Valentine's Day is, I wish you well on your day, or even if it is today as well. So I'm looking at a little bit of history about our Valentine's Day, and it does go back quite a wee way. But coaching tip today, and I'm paying it forward really, my investment in coaching, and I recommend everybody should have a coach, especially if you are a coach. You should always have a coach as well. But I invested in a speaking program because I am quite introverted. I have always struggled in my younger days with communication and, especially standing and speaking, which I did quite a bit at school. However, it wasn't easy. It took a while and through my years. I think we all can attest to this, but, you know, it is uncomfortable for a lot of people. So I have had particular coaching around the subject, especially when it comes to your conviction, why you want to speak, the importance of speaking, and really using that passion or that drive for what you know you need to share with others to bring that forward so then they can also benefit from what you have to say. So where I was going with this was my coach. For speaking purposes, there are ways that, we need to know our lines, we need to practice memorization, like math, or anything like that. It is all about repetition, even if it's a sport or if it's something you're doing at work. You go through an apprenticeship and obviously you come out of that with a master trade, and over time practice is what makes us good at what we do. So speaking is no different. And my coach at the time, there is an exercise that I had to do, and it was speaking in Old English. And it is rather tricky. However, it does help with, learning a different language for pronunciation. Learning Old English, I think, also is good for learning pronunciation and using the correct way to speak. Another thing on memorizing poems and things like that, why it is also good is once you know it well enough, like anything, like a dance, but it's the same with speaking. Once you know it well enough, then you can apply passion behind that. Then you can play or use tone to define certain words or the meaning that you're trying to portray. So I suppose it's a little bit, actors would be the same. And once you know your lines well enough, you can then project it and put that energy and passion behind it. So that was really what I wanted to just touch on a little bit today, especially for people I know that do struggle, or they it comes up to time for a presentation at work. And I know I've had to do that in my past as well. And even in my present, you've worked on a presentation and it's your turn to present that to your team or your employees or your employer or, So it is all about practice. But today, being Valentine's Day, I am going to read a very simple romantic words from Corsa Jeffrey Corsa. You're welcome to look this up. This is just from Wikipedia, actually, today. I do not get my information from Wikipedia, obviously, in my articles and scientifics. But particularly just for today, this was a little bit of fun. And it was interesting that when I was looking at some of the poems that were presented back in this time, we're looking back in the 1300s here, it was in Old English, and that's what brought me back to my speaking and obviously paying that forward to you, for those of you who are looking to gain confidence in speaking, and hopefully this will help. So this is in Old English, bear with me. For this was on Seth Valentine's Day, Van every bird cometh thee to chase his mate, on every grinder that man thinketh may, and that so one a noise gone that make, that ether and air and tree and every lake, so full was the earth was their space, for me to stronder, so full was all the place. So in modern English, for this was on St. Valentine's Day, when every bird comes there to choose his match, on every kind of men may think of, and that so huge a noise they began to make, that earth and air and tree and every lake was so full that not easily was there space for me to stand, so full was all the place. And that was actually in honour of the first engagement of the 15-year-old King Richard II of England to 15-year-old Anne of Bohemia. So there you go. Don't critique my old English too much. But like anything, practice makes perfect. And good luck with your speaking.